Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by BlackRifleCoffee.com. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink. Drink.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. As you know, the last couple weeks we've been in Los Angeles recording some shows while the boys from Black Rifle Coffee have gotten ready to move their offices from Salt Lake City to San Antonio. Well, they were back in Salt Lake City last night, packing up the rest of their house, and we decided to do an impromptu show in Matt's abandoned house. The gun issue, obviously, is a hot-button topic these days, and we've all been getting killed for it online, and we decided to sit down and have an open discussion about it. But first, we're going to do some sponsors, as always, and then hop into the show. First up, we've got BlackRifleCoffee.com. As you know, they are our chief sponsor, which Evan loves to hear. And they've got some of the finest coffee in the land. Forget that these guys are my best friends. They make the finest coffee there is, and I really enjoy it. I've been a member of their Coffee of the Month Club for, like a year and a half at this point. Shit's about $4 cheaper than Costco, and it just gets shipped right to your house on the same dates every single month. Grab life by the beans. Go to BlackRifleCoffee.com. Type in the promo code DRINKINBROS for 20% off. That's a one-time use only. Or you can type in the promo code REVOLUTION, as in Ross Patterson Revolution, our sister show that a little gent like me runs. And that's also a one-time use for 20% off. Don't tell Evan and the boys, though, I told you that. next up, we've got StrikeForceEnergy.com. Yeah! These are day one homies, man. We've been with Strikeforce from the get-go. Huge fan of these guys. They got four amazing flavors: original, lemon, fucking orange, and make America grape again. They have also got a 750 milliliter bottle that rests on your bar top or countertop, and you can just boom, boom, pop a couple squirts in and motherfucking G-O. It lasts longer than 5 hour energy, and you can kick the can. You don't need that bullshit anymore. You can get rid of Red Bull, Monster, Kickstart, all of it. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Get yourself a tasty, tiny little tin pouch full of energy that just rips open and squeezes into all of your drinks. Right now, I'm drinking it right now. It goes great with vodka, by the way. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off. Big fan of the guys at Strikeforce Energy. Again, StrikeForceEnergy.com, promo code Drinking Bros, 20% off. Next up, we've got GhostBed.com. Ooh, sleep so good, it's scary. Dude, the guys at GhostBed are changing the game. They've got the new Craftmatic, which just ships to your house. That motherfucker, you don't even have to build yourself, which is amazing. Same with the mattress. The mattress just ships right to your house and boom, you pop it open. It's ready to go. Same with the bed frame, and it's adjustable. It's got a remote control. It's got LED lights on it. It's even got like cables and plugins for like iPhones and shit like that. It's kind of crazy what they're doing over there. They've also got this new cooling mattress, which is like 15 degrees cooler than the rest of your house. If you're like me, I'm a cold sleeper. Like, I enjoy that shit while my wife cranks up the fucking thermostat like we live next to the gates of hell. Ghostbed will keep you nice and cool for the evening. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Typically, they run a deal that's like $50 off and two free pillows. But now what they're doing is they're fucking doing, they're giving the best deals possible. Like, you can get like $400 off of Craftmatic. So go to fucking ghostbed.com/drinkingbros and find out the deals. I want to say, I think they're giving away like $400 off shit. They've also got a pay as you go plan, so you don't have to buy that shit all at once, which is nice. Cause that's, look, mattresses are expensive. They're pretty fairly priced here at Ghostbed, which is nice. But big fan of those guys. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Next up, we've got Grill Your Ass Off. Man, it is about 76 degrees here in Wilmington, North Carolina, and it is gorgeous. It is grilling season. Now that ass eating season's over, it's time to hit that grill again. Grill Your Ass Off has got it's got like some of the finest seasonings you've ever had for your meats. Steak seasoning, chicken, sausage, all that shit. They've got it. Go to grillyourassoff.com. Also follow their Instagram at Grill Your Ass Off. I like to call it meat porn. One of my favorite Instagrams. And they also have videos on YouTube, how-to videos for cooking certain products and using their seasons properly. And they've always got new seasonings coming out, which is awesome about these guys. And they're 100% veteran-owned. So if you're going to buy meat seasoning, instead of getting it from like Lowry's or whatever that bullshit is it at the store, just get it from grillyourassoff.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros for 15% off. Again, Drinking Bros, 15% off at grillyourassoff.com. It's grilling season. Ass eating season's over. Next up, we've got Sig Sauer. Oh boy. They just sent me a stainless steel 228. And it's so beautiful. I didn't want to fucking shoot the goddamn thing. I just want to stare at it. I almost want to fuck it. Like, that's how amazing that fucking piece of steel is. Jesus, man. They're really doing it right. They're doing it so right that they don't even have a promo code for their shit. They're just like, yo, just talk about it. You'll see how awesome our shit is when we send it to you. They didn't even know that I had fucking two SIGs before, but what ifs? Go to SigSauer.com and check out all their fucking firearms. They're spectacular. And again, no promo code. They were just like, yo, we just want to be a part of the show, which is dope. Last but not least, we got the Caillou app. This is another veteran-owned company. With Facebook going down in flames here, everybody's kind of wondering what the next social media app is going to be. Check out the Caillou app. It's K-A-Y-U. It's available on phones, iPhones, Androids, all your shit, burner phones, whatever. And it's kind of combines like Tinder, traveling, vacations, all that shit. So let's say you're going on a vacation, want to split the cost with somebody, a cruise maybe. Or let's say you're looking to stay at somebody's house, kind of like a home away type sitch, where it's kind of like Airbnb too, where you can choose people, maybe split the cost of a vacation, maybe hang with them, maybe even bang them. I got a thing online that just said, hey man, tried out the Caillou app, and I've been fucking this girl up in Fort Bragg for like 2 weeks. Good for you. That's what the shit is there for. Go to the Caillou app in all your app stores, and this is free. There's no strings attached. You can just download it and check it out. Tell me what you think about it. It's a free app. And I think grenade soap's coming back next month, which I'm fucking stoked about. But let's get into the show. Again, this was live from Salt Lake City last night. Talking about the gun debate that's been going on, talking about the marches that happened over the weekend. Totally spontaneous episode from Matt's abandoned house in Salt Lake City. And that, look, those guys were just sitting around drinking at the dining room table. That was about the only thing left in Matt's house. I'm here in Wilmington, also potentially moving. And we just sat back, had some drinks, and really fucking got down to business as far as the gun debate goes. So check it out. Oh boy.
We have a breakout show.
You guys just went to LA and forgot about Evan.
Yeah,
and
I just forgot about everything.
Well, that's why we're fixing it.
Oh,
hold on. Yeah, hold on. I got to troll Sebastian Bach for a second.
Is it Bach or is it Bjork?
No, it's Bach.
Oh god.
It's
here
Bach.
We go.
Jared Taylor, why don't you tell the audience what you were doing right before we went on air with Sebastian Bach?
Who's Sebastian Bach?
Okay,
I don't even know.
So,
he's the lead singer of Skid Row.
Yeah, lead singer of Skid Row. As some of you know, some of you might not know, Danny Worsnop, lead singer of Asking Alexandria, has come into Article 15 Clothing and is now the current president of Article 15 Clothing.
Really?
And there actually be a really sweet article that Marty Scovlin is writing right now that kind of explains how this happened and what we plan on doing with it. But, as a lot of people might know, if they follow him, they know that he is very pro-American, pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun. And Danny had put a post up yesterday that just said, next internet craze, the shut the fuck up about guns, gun control, unless you are educated and have actual information to support your arguments challenge.
I mean, that's a fair
post.
And
he goes, now there's one I can get behind. So he was quoting somebody else and was like, great, yeah, it would be nice if people came to the table with real facts and everything like that. Well, Sebastian Bach.
Oh, yeah, I mean, even right here. Oh, believe me, I am educated. Fucking try me. Fuck the Second Amendment. Deal with the First Amendment.
Yeah, that's...
You don't get one if you don't have two, motherfucker.
So Sebastian Bach jumps in and says, protect kids, not guns. Argue with that. And Danny comes back with a very formulated argument that just says, hey, here's some stuff to think about. And as most of the other side gets, anytime you give them a counterpoint to them yelling at you, he just starts fucking going off. Like, and fuck the Second Amendment, deal with the First, and then attacks him. You know, it's a shame that you use your position and you make rock and roll and use the voice to be a fucking idiot. And then that's when I jumped in and just kind of pointed out how much of an idiot he is.
Oh, the world's a crazy one, kids.
Yeah, it just keeps getting worse. I feel like every time I open up Facebook now, all I see is guns, either for or against. That's all that is in my timeline. How about you guys?
It is. And I'm going to say this. Like, I'm not going to get too much into it in the podcast because my brain is just smoked and dealing with fucking jackasses. But I'm going to troll the internet really hard. Well, and it's going to be the team. It's a team effort. So
we've got a lot of good trolls coming up.
Yeah, and like the next week or so, expect something to like, I'm going to be really hated by the anti-gun crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Like really hated.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, gosh. More than you already are?
I think I might be one of the most hated individuals out there. It's like all the old California or criminal, what is it? Law-abiding criminal, and all those got reshared, and they've got millions and millions of like an extra 12
liberal
million
versus gun owner rap battle.
Millions.
But here's something I've seen, like statistically, looking at how many comments I've seen from that side yelling their point of view, whatever it may be. I walk around wearing an AR-15 on my hat and generally a gun shirt every day.
Yeah,
and I'm in airports and I'm in public places.
Same shirt,
and not a single person ever has come up to me to say anything to my face.
Well, they don't want actual conflict, because then you can put them in the corner actually present like
rational thoughts. It's like they're big on Facebook, but no one's ever gone. I'm just waiting for somebody to just make a comment, like, you know, oh, that's offensive or something like that. I mean, I had the one time I flew into Orange County. I was wearing the Make Coffee Kafifi Great Again shirt, and I did have somebody make a comment about that, and I go, you know, this is a coffee shirt, right? And they re-looked at it, and they were like, oh.
Yeah,
so what are you waiting for?
Well, no, when we were at Facebook last year, we saw a guy wearing a shirt with an AR on it. I can't remember exactly what company put it out, but... I walked up to him. I was like, hey, dude, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're wearing this shirt in Facebook. And he's like, yeah, you're interrupting my HR meeting right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was they're right.
They're kicking me out of work. And I was like, oh, shit, sorry.
Well, wait, it said something like pew, pew, or...
It was funny.
It was funny, man. It was a funny shirt. It wasn't violent at all. And then, Evan walked up and was like, nice shirt. I'm surprised you can get away with that here. And he goes, I'm actually in my HR meeting right now. Yeah. We're like, oh, shit.
Because it didn't look like he was being counseled. It just looked like two coworkers
having a chat.
You know, having a cup of green tea, just discussing
just
the
leaves. Just, you know, and some chai.
Yeah.
Wait, is this real?
Yeah,
no, that's
real.
Is
a real story.
That happened at Facebook when we were there.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who knows? Like, you know,
it was
something like an
ammo sexual or something from Nine Line.
It was actually an ammo sexual.
It was ammo sexual.
Exactly what it was. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's like, wow.
Huh.
And it just had bullets on it.
Yeah.
It's like, how easily offended people are. Like, I just have to kind of think
about
this whole
conversation.
Are you
really offended by that, though? Or are you just begging for attention?
I think that's what it is.
Yeah,
I think there are a bunch of people that want attention so badly that they will continue to complain about any and everything. Your shirt offends me. Really? Look away.
Exactly.
It's that fucking easy. Don't look
like
at
it. Like a shirt can't bully somebody.
It's not like a widely offensive image.
Unless I was coming into work with a shirt that said like JT is a fucking retard and I'm gonna fire him today.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
Like, oh, what do you
mean?
But
is that offensive?
What do you mean, Jared?
Or is that funny?
This is just, it means nothing. It's just JT.
It's just a shirt.
Stop being such a pussy.
This is coming from when I had a group of individuals where I fucked Matt Best t-shirts. I wasn't offended.
That was funny.
My wife was like stolen valor and called them all out. But other than that.
But about 500 people bought those shirts, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of those fucking shirts out there.
Actually.
Yeah, there's
I'm
a lot.
I'm not offended. I think it's fucking hilarious.
How many of those people do you think actually fucked you that bought that?
I don't think. I don't know.
I mean, you know what's scary about that shirt, though, is. Still to this day, we get tagged in photos. Like, they actively wear that
shirt. There
was
one the other day that someone tagged me, and it was like 5 days ago, and it tagged me, and I actually liked the photo, and I was like, that's fucking funny because the joke's over.
Somebody said they even went to pick up their kids from elementary and realized which shirt they were in, and they were like, oh, whoops.
All done.
My
that.
Bad. Oh, whoops.
All done.
And
that.
Ross, if our audio sounds a little off today, it is because we were sitting in my half broken down living room while we're packing, and we had JT had to set up the mobile kit to get us going.
Got the old mob out.
Little Moby Dubby.
Look at that. Why don't you tell the audience how far out you guys are from completing the move from Salt Lake City to San Antonio?
We're the tips in on San Antonio. Like the tips in.
We're
going to kiss the neck a little bit and do a little foreplay before we shut the
shaft.
You
know what I noticed, though, is we're so used to living out of a bag. It's like we've moved there.
I realize that sometimes because we're on the road so much. Like I only live out of a suitcase, and I don't notice any difference.
Yeah,
like
it's like
we're in Airbnb in Texas for 2.5 weeks, and like I didn't even miss anything.
It was
in my
nice.
Home.
We went to Daniel's house, and it was like, oh, now I'm living in San Antonio. I'm not in a hotel. I'm in a house, and I have all my stuff.
Same stuff though. You were at the hotel, so
that's
funny.
I sent you the picture from the airport with the Southwest bag that I'm still traveling with that I got with you and Noel.
Yeah, I mean,
Jesus Christ.
That travel life, you know, it's fun. It gets a little old though, but you know.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. One place for just like 2 months would be awesome. Just one place to call home.
We would all have to
get in one spot and then we can all relax.
Kind of.
Yeah.
If we could talk Ross into coming to San Antonio, you know. Then he gets a seat on the nice new set that we're going to have.
It's going
to be crisp and clean.
We should start that hashtag, bring Ross to San Antonio.
Bring Ross
because
to
he's not even closed on a new house. So
no,
he's,
I know.
He's living.
It's perfect timing.
It's perfect timing.
He can keep his summer home in
Wilmington.
You're right, I could.
Yep.
I absolutely could.
Finally have his.
How is San Antonio? Do you guys love it for real?
I love it.
Love it.
Not joking. I love it.
Dude, and it's down to everything, too. It's like every restaurant we went to was awesome. everything that we did, every area that we that I ended up visiting was like, this is really nice.
Just think about all the stuff we could do, Ross. We could write another book that never comes out.
Another movie. Oh, yeah. We could make another movie.
We could do all this shit, man.
We could film so terabytes of content that we never release.
Yeah. I'm so angry about that book. You have no idea. Like, I've dreamed of
killing... It's still coming out, everybody, but it's just... It's on the back burner a little bit. I mean, we don't know. We're just waiting on the approval.
On the DOD, this is 9 months. We could have had a baby. We could have conceived it, had it, named it, and it be on the show by the time that we've... Because we literally have been finished with this. There's one person that's holding it up, and boy, what the fuck?
That just sparked an idea that if we do ever live together, the direction we need to go is a Patreon account where for $5 a month, you're mailed a thumb drive that contains videos that will never see the internet.
you have to sign a
thing that says if you put these on, you're kicked out of the club. But it's like a video. It's like a shirt club, but it's a video club.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. Fuck it. Let's do it. Club. We got plenty of ideas for that.
All the ones that can't. We have, for every one idea that sees the internet, we've got 30 that don't.
# bring Ross to San Antonio.
Yeah.
Hashtag bring him.
Bring yeah, him to what's. San
Tex-Mex is good, dog. Tex-Mex.
I heard,
is good
man. I saw Matt's house. It's absolutely gorgeous. Fuck.
What if we could get you one right next door? You know?
$40. Yeah. That's how much that thing costs
in
Texas.
He closed on it for $40.
Yep, $40. Took that cash out of his wallet and was like, done.
Cash money.
I'd say what? Now, I'll come out and visit. For sure. I'll come out and visit because, look, I'm nowhere near closing on this on anything yet, so I'll come out and visit. I'd love to see San Antonio. I've never been there.
Yeah, I found a place where I could put a shack right behind a gas station, easy access to my food source.
Nice. Jared, you could live in a cardboard box and be totally good like your entire life. You and Heather just making fucking weird sandwiches together because now she's eating what you're eating. I've seen pictures.
I don't know about that. She's getting all fit, so
yeah, she's pretty fit. She does. She makes me drive her to these places that like are super healthy and stuff, and I wait in the car
eating a. You gave up McDonald's, didn't you? Say?
I did. I have given up McDonald's.
What?
Congratulations.
Yeah, what?
I haven't had McDonald's in a couple weeks.
Are you fucking kidding me? Who are you?
I'm dead serious. I don't know.
Oh. He's a guy moving to San Antonio.
You know, I think I'm giving myself heart problems.
You think? Copious amounts of saturated fat, sugar, and alcohol. I've always known that to reverse the aging process. From what I hear, all the flat earthers are telling me that's the fucking next thing.
I could go down as having the worst diet on earth.
I don't think so.
I think other people have worse diets because they eat what you eat, but then they drink at least like, I don't know, 6 liters of fucking Mountain Dew or cola.
Oh, yeah, I don't drink soda.
A day? Yeah. You know, those are the ones where you're like, dude, that's brutal on
the
your fucking body.
The only drink
brutal.
Other than water of choice of mine is black tea. I love black tea.
That's
not, racist. That's kind of racist.
Not bad for you.
Yeah.
That's not racist. Yeah,
African-American tea.
Yeah, but it's from...
Wait,
like,
what's green tea then?
It's from like Thailand and shit. What are you talking about? It's from Asia.
That's, Matt, that's extraterrestrial tea, okay?
Let's not... Extraterrestrial tea.
Irish.
I can't.
Irish.
You're still being racist, yeah.
Shit.
God, 2018 is shitty.
I know.
2018 is super hard to navigate.
Yeah, you're always racist. You're a Nazi. You're always a fucking...
I was accused of that in a blog article of being a Nazi. Yeah. It's like, you were a misogynist.
I was a misogynist and a blasphemist because the photo that I took with the three arms with the guns in them said I was making fun of the Buddha.
The India?
Indian.
They were really reaching
on that
one.
They really reached
on that
one. Like
Shiva.
Matt Best, Vice President of Black Rifle, is a blasphemist.
When did this article come out? Did they name me as being fat or anything?
No, you weren't in there. It was just Matt and I. They wanted my head on a spit. They were talking about how like it was just the scourge of the earth, and Matt Best was
what blog is this?
Of shit.
Yeah, and it's like, of course, the high cheekbone, whatever, camera friendly, like, and they just ripped me apart. I thought we were laughing out loud. It was so fucking ridiculous.
That's great.
It was super ridiculous. You know, like it's always good to accuse a Jew of being a Nazi.
Can we take a picture of you with the yarmulke?
It's super productive. Yeah, it's like, super let's productive. Just send, it's always good too to hear from like some blog article that's like literally never stepped foot out of his parents' basement. And then accuse a guy that spent 20 years like deploying for his country.
It's a tactic. It's crazy. Attention tactic.
This is the craziest time in America where if you're a conservative, and like, gosh, man, I wouldn't even say I'm far right. I'm just like right of center. I've got some pro both left and right views. Like, I'm all for the legalization of marijuana, which is a states' rights issue. As far as I'm concerned, that's a very conservative policy. But progressives have picked that up.
Hold on.
Like, I've got like more here. But then when you're like, okay, it's a states' rights and individual issue, this is where we should be agreeing with the liberals. We should be like, hey guys, let's reach across the aisle. Let's shake our hands. You guys like pot. We like guns.
Let's agree.
Let's you guys smoke your weed and we'll fucking carry out guns and we're all going to drink some alcohol because we live in Utah and these people are fucking crazy about their alcohol, right? So like at the end of the day, you would think like the centrist ideas where we could just come together in some of these issues and go, "Hey, you know what? You disagree. I disagree with you. You disagree with me, whatever it is." But just don't call me a fucking Nazi because like that ends the conversation. Yeah. No, it's just so counterproductive. And where do you go from there? What am I going to spend the rest of the argument trying to prove that I'm not a fucking Nazi?
Like, yeah, but even then, what does that person know about Nazi politics?
But like, they don't, because they're like, I'm not a socialist, you fucking idiot.
Plus, that was a party from the 1940s. Like, they had a whole different agenda. Like, that's what I was saying, is it was decided that we were going to outlaw marijuana in what, the early 1920s?
Whenever.
Well like, whenever I'm just saying, the same people back then that decided weed was bad also said women couldn't vote and blacks needed to be in the back of the bus.
Right.
Like, let's bring that up.
like super, super great.
So why are
decisions.
We still going, ah, you know what? We should probably agree with those lawmakers back then because they had a lot of good ideas.
Yeah.
I've never heard anybody super anti-legalization, though. I mean, I know they're out there. I just have never encountered somebody.
Well, it's just money back to pharmaceutical companies. That's it.
Those guys
are fringe element people, and ultimately that's a powerful lobby group.
Ross is anti-pot.
Yeah.
Well, here's a theory. You're anti-bad. Here's a theory, though, that I have. Yeah. And Ross, you might be able to kind of weigh in on this a little bit. Like, in 2018, with Facebook, with social media, with YouTube and everything the way it is, we have finally reached this pinnacle where 15, 20 years ago, everybody that we saw, everybody that was fed to us in entertainment was filtered. By tons of people.
Yeah.
Now there's no filter. Now we are subject to stumbling across every fucking asshole's views in his house that turns on a GoPro that fucking goes live on Instagram or whatever. Like, there's no more filter anymore. And now we're really seeing...
We're seeing the depths of humanity's stupidity. I think it's the craziest thing where you've got a lack of education, or at least science education, with this emphasis on everybody has a voice. And it's like, wow, what we're seeing is just the deterioration of American education system right in front of our eyes, and the ability for people not to even research any further than some fucking semi-articulate wingnut on YouTube. The flat earth movement is a perfect example of that. It's crazy to me that there are all these people out here that, I mean, there are tens of thousands of people that really believe the earth is flat, and
yeah,
that's insanity. Like, and we're seeing it. So, you know,
don't understand, is it a hobby? Like, who cares? Like, even if you do, okay, I believe the earth is flat, it's over right then. Like, do you need to go to conventions?
Well, no,
they're trying to
prove to other people like you and I, like, you guys are stupid, you need to wake up. And it's like, NASA's,
but even if they proved it, does it change how we live?
We should start a space program where we take flat earthers and fly them into space
and waste a bunch of money.
Guess what? That's the stipulation.
If the earth is flat,
you get to come back down. If it's round, sorry, bitch. You're up there eating astronaut food for fucking until your bones deteriorate from low gravity.
Airlock.
Oh, the air. Oh,
yeah,
you're
going.
Yeah, that would be a good way to trim back the stupidity in the United States.
Yeah, you ever think about that? I just went really down a rabbit hole in my head. Like, the UFC or old, like, battle axe fighting in zero gravity.
I mean, it's cool. But yeah. I mean, again, like, in 2018, we are at this point where any idiot that is able to make money can purchase food. They don't have to work for it anymore or anything. So it's like you have We are at
I'm happy to be one of those idiots, people. But I'm like well aware of the people that actually make that shit happen.
Oh yeah.
It's like when you tell the rancher he can't have a gun. I'm like, that's cool.
People don't know where their food comes from.
Yeah.
Well, there's like a fraction of a percent of the population that's vegan. There's a huge percentage of the population that says they're anti, like, and when I say comparatively, like, you know, vegan, right, or vegetarian, there's a huge percentage of people that are like, I'm against hunting. You're fucking completely out to lunch.
Yeah,
like that's,
because
that
you
is,
don't understand.
That is the definition of insanity where you're like, I go to the store to get my meat. You're a fucking idiot. how else do we, that's where you start your conversation with these people.
Where
ultimately,
does that come from, dear?
I get it from the store. That's where I get
but
it.
But the same thing,
if you
cross-referenced, like if you truly cross-referenced every major person inside PETA and everything like that, to every product that they use, there's no way anybody's 100% non-animal. Because how many of them probably have BMWs? How many have Mercedes?
Yeah, leather seats.
leather seats. But the other issue is like when you really look at this, people get so spun up about these issues. And we can all agree, like animal cruelty, 99.9% of the planet would say animal cruelty, completely wrong. Unethical.
Yes. Right, exactly.
Okay. So we can all agree on that. And then it's like, you know what? I want to go hunting because it's part of my DNA. It's part of my family traditions. It's how I feed my family. It's something that I enjoy. Like, that's my prerogative.
I always use this analogy too, where it's like, imagine being growing up in a fucking jail cell and that's your existence. And then you get like walked down to the slaughter room. And then think of that when you get your McDonald's, or think of the hunter who's harvesting meat in the capacity where little fucking Bambi, you're out there chilling with your friends. You're having the greatest. And then you're just kind of gone. That's it. Not no pain really.
I don't think people have ever watched National Geographic and seen a lion take down a gazelle.
Dude, yeah. If you're a vegan or
violent and painful fucking
there's go to Instagram.
Yeah, nature is metal. Yeah. I fucking love that.
It's like
such a good one.
I fall into the food chain. Granted, it's with a piece of technology, right? But that's part of my evolution. That's like when you say, okay, well, I've evolved past like grabbing the animal and twisting its neck. Well, yeah, I get to use a bow and arrow or a rifle. That's part of the whole fucking thing. We won. Great. Got a bigger brain. You're part of my food chain. That's the way it works. And it's so crazy to me that people are like, I eat meat, but I'm totally against
you're
a hypocrite.
YouTube rabbit hole lately. There's all these Cambodian videos of them trapping animals. Have you seen these?
Yeah. Oh, like
these
crazy
fucking traps that these Cambodians build. I mean, for everything. Like the last one I watched last night is he trapped a gator. Like he brought this cement slab out and built this whole path coming up from the lake, and then built this like almost bamboo like step cage that the alligator would step on, and then he put a live chicken on there, and sure enough, left the GoPro, gator comes up. He trips the trap, cement slab comes over the hole and traps the gator, and then he rolls in and grabs him, and he's like, dope.
Dinner is served.
Yeah.
I never had gator meat. I've had like gator jerky.
But the way that they fish over there, like I never would have thought of it. They build these fish traps that are fucking brilliant. Tubes?
Yeah, the tubes where they walk. Yeah.
It's like
swim in them.
Now that I know that, it's like, shit, if I don't have fishing gear, I now kind of have an idea on how to do this.
Yeah.
Look at that. You learn something new every day in Cambodia, don't you?
Yeah. So we were talking about hunting and hypocrisy, and Jared just talked about some goddamn Cambodian fish trap.
Yep,
nowhere near it. Have you seen these goddamn videos on Cambodians? I don't know, man.
Hey,
stay on top.
Axe fighting in space. I missed that one real big. I forgot how to podcast.
Well, you know, you were talking about hunting, and those videos have been very interesting to me lately.
Very influential.
What's new in your life, Ross? Like, I haven't talked to you for a good minute other than the random phone calls about some production stuff. But what's up, man?
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat as you are. Like, I'm just fed up with all of this shit that's going on in the world today where I can't believe that it's happening. Like, we were working on the production thing like you talked about. And, like,
I, this is the first time ever I've heard a casting director say, hey, man, there's only four people alive in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. This is actually, so the guys don't know this story. So the skit that we all collectively wrote, it was a little bit different premise about a year and a half ago, but we decided to tailor it towards a different objective, which is to counter this fucking ridiculous argument right now. I gave it to Ross and we're like, hey, maybe we'll blow this out of the park and let's shop it in casting in Hollywood and see if we can actually get some dope actors. And, you know, in the back of my head, I'm like, ooh, super edgy, probably won't do it. And then this is what came back.
What'd you get, Ross?
We got from that came back is, hey, we have about four people who would actually do this. Also, we don't want to even send this out with any of your names on it because...
Or the casting agency's name. They wouldn't put their name on it.
Correct. Or the casting agent's name at all because they didn't want to be associated with it. And it, just because it has guns in it. And I was like...
Deadpool 2?
Exactly.
Shut up, Logic. Yeah. Shut up.
So here's the thing. I get off this phone call and I'm like, man, you've got to be fucking kidding me. We had problems in LA with Jared trying to get a couple guests where they were like, man, you guys are too aggressive and the 2A shit and everything else you do is too much. And I'm like, fuck, man. To Evan's point, all I keep thinking about was you have all these motherfuckers online who are unfiltered going, saying whatever the fuck they want, Kathy Griffin, all these people. Yet Hollywood has gone an opposite direction with it. Today there was a fucking that gymnast Ali Raisman. They're thinking about banning leotards from gymnastics because all those kids got touched. All those gymnastics got touched, and they were blaming it on the leotards.
What?
Yes.
What?
And she came out and said, "Hey, we're not banning leotards because it's only enforcing the thing that we were too sexy and we deserve to get fucking molested." And So that was another thing. I go to open up my messages on Facebook. Four of them were about you, Evan. And they said, hey, I heard a rumor that Black Rifle Coffee, this is dead serious, that Black Rifle Coffee was going to take the word rifle out of the company name.
What?
And,
really?
Dead serious. And I'm thinking back and I'm like, I forgot that March was on Saturday for the Parkland thing. And like... you start questioning yourself of like, all right, maybe that sketch went out at the wrong time or to the wrong people or whatever. And it was like, I don't think so anymore. I think everybody's so afraid to do anything that involves something edgy right now that it's really fucking shit up. And I just kind of felt like the last couple of days, I just kind of felt down about the way everything is going. Obviously, Matt, your sketch is going to destroy that mold. I have a book coming out.
I just don't give a fuck. Like, I don't make shirts that say zero fucks given and then not act on it. Like, I don't really care. And honestly, it's a way of bringing the conversation back to like, hey, if people want to talk about a proactive way to preserve life, everybody, no matter what fucking side of the planet you're on, will be in that conversation. But if you start bringing up dumb shit, then I'm going to make fun of your dumb shit. Case in point, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. And to that point, Matt, so this is what I've been going through was I've been back and forth with the publisher from At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed. They have the God damn it, I missed that. They have the rights to the sequel, but they have 30 days to pick it up, and that was in my first contract. I got into an issue with the Harriet Tubman thing. This was 2.5 years ago. I had a chapter with Harriet Tubman in it. They were not happy about it. It got removed. The book did well. I said, look, on this next one, I'm putting it in the next one. It's going to lead off the next one. And they got it. Needless to say, they were not amped, especially in today's climate, which is literally just 2.5 years later. It seems like it has changed that drastically that, I mean, they were, I get a message from the president, like they were personally offended and they didn't want to do it. And I was like, fuck it. So I doubled down. And in my contract, they said, remove it. And I said, no, I'm not removing it. And as a matter of fact, I did the artwork. So I hired Jared's good buddy, Jay Acosta. And
stud. He's a stud.
Hey, bleep that name out. Bleep that name out. We don't need him getting out there.
That's right.
Kevin
not
Riley.
Not in a bad way, but he's a real good asset.
Yeah, he's one of those people that's so good you don't want him to get used. I have a couple Hollywood people left that haven't got snatched up
he
by
made
studios.
That gift right behind you guys. That's Jay.
That's nice.
Shit.
But
that was the first
thing. I know, you just look everywhere.
But anyway, so I hit them back when these conversations were going. going on. So, and I asked Jay, I said, hey, can you design me this artwork? I was very specific about it. I had it in my mind, and it's me, it's my character and Harriet Tubman on the cover. So what I did was I sent that back to the publisher and said, not only am I not removing this chapter, but here's the artwork because I have that in my contract. When this comes out next month, when you see the artwork for this, it's going to terrorize your mind. You'll know the story now, but needless to say, they're not going to do the fucking book.
Right.
And I've been left in the last few days, and I guess a couple weeks, just trying to figure out like where everything is. Where does it go from here? And we didn't, by the way, we didn't pre-rehearse this before we got on the show or anything. Like, you guys just happened to talk about it, but this is the, everything Evan, Matt, and Jared are saying, that's what I feel I'm going through in a completely different facet of career and life. And I'm like, where the fuck do we go from here? If everybody's offended by everything. Yeah. No, but I mean, if everybody's offended by everything, where do you go as a society and in a culture?
Paper Fest 2020,
yeah,
bitches.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
I get blackmailed too easy.
You know, I think that we actually don't go to a great place. I think where everybody, you know, if we talk about like microaggressions or trigger words, or everybody is offended by everything.
Everything.
And there's no way you can even open your mouth. And I think that's quite literally what the objective is. It's to put on your virtual reality fucking headset and sit in a chair in your living room and jack off 24 fucking hours a day. And I think that's the objective. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist in the way that, you know, there's somebody pulling the strings, but ultimately what would be the best thing for people in power is to de-arm society, shut them the fuck up, and turn them into shit machines that just bought things from them. So I think if you buy into this reality...
Google neoliberalism.
I think if you buy into this reality and if you don't fight back, if you don't be proactive... And, you know, there's ways that you can fight back. And I'm not saying, like, you know, go and take violent action, but you have to be outspoken. And you have to be just as offended by this neo-progressive horse shit. Like, I'm offended that you're offended. Where do we go from here? Yeah. You offended me by being offended.
You offended me by being offended. Who's more important now?
So just make the fucking conversation so childish that there's nothing they can do. Like, I'm offended. I'm offended. I'm offended. What the fuck are you going to do? I said, fuck. Fuck you. Who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Well, that's
a
hypocrisy.
Language. It's
if,
a fucking
if
word.
One side can, in effect, believe that their offense, feeling offended, is more than you're offended. Like, what?
No, what it does is it opens the airwaves up. I mean, what's going to happen is things are going to get so boring that if we keep doing what we're doing, we're gonna do fine.
Like what we need to eventually do is just bring back fist fights because people need to get beat the fuck up. They need to open their mouth
and
get
fucking...
You're
preaching to my choir, dude.
And they need to get punched in the fucking mouth.
Like, the beauty of, like, where society goes these days with, like, technological advancement and all of that, it's, like, great. And the whole objective is to create quality of life and preservation of life. It's like, yes, we're learning to cure new cancers. This is fucking awesome. But the problem with that is the fucking shitheads of the world get to live longer. And they have an easy fucking life. They never got their fucking ass beat. They never went through any trials or tribulations. So they're, in effect, their whole fucking life is like... Oh, man, of course we should ban guns. Like, fuck you, motherfucker. Like, I've seen the terrors of fucking life in my goddamn face. I don't want them to happen to my family. And guess what, motherfucker? When I'm in the mall with my MPX and there's a fucking active shooter, I'm plugging that motherfucker 19 times in the face from 100 fucking meters away and saving everybody's goddamn life. That's the truth of that scenario. And if you're so fucking dumb to think that things go the other way, fuck you. Like, look at the statistics. Look at the fucking 2017 CDC statistics on fucking firearm deaths, you stupid motherfuckers. Look at it. You can't argue fact. You can't argue statistics.
They don't argue those.
Like, it's fucking on Google, dude. It's on fucking Google.
They don't use them.
Like, if you were coming at handguns, okay, maybe, motherfucker. Like, okay, there's less than 1,000 long gun deaths a year, you fucking bitch. Sorry. It's stupid. Just Google it, man.
Just use the fucking Google machine. I think that's the whole
point.
It's
around 1,000. Sorry,
we have lost every ounce of intelligent conversation and just gone to this.
But I think that's the goal. I think it's the goal.
No, this is
how
Soviet.
Fast can we spread misinformation?
This is fucking Soviet tactics. Era, Soviet era propaganda tactics as far as divide and conquer. And what people don't understand, I'm not saying that Russians are behind it. What I'm saying is that people really need to wake the fuck up. The real enemy is not the guy sitting across the fucking street from you going, hey, you know what? I'm going to vote for fucking Hillary. The real enemy is the people that continue to maintain a two-party system. That's the real fucking enemy. Because everybody wins in a fucking... The only people that win in a two-party systems are the fucking two parties. Because they're constantly always in control.
And the hypocrisy of these motherfuckers, too, when they're sitting there saying about how only police and only the government should have fucking firearms are the same fucking dumb libtards that are walking against police brutality. I'm like, pick a side, motherfucker, because the same people you're saying are abusing power, you're saying let's fucking arm them higher. And listen, I'm a huge proponent for law enforcement, but Jesus Christ, you're being hit so hypocritical.
2 months ago, this was a different argument.
No, exactly. And you're like, what the fuck? And they're saying they're going to arm the citizens to fight the police. Which side are you on, motherfucker?
You can't follow the logic. That's the problem, is it's so chaotic. It is so insane. It is such a fast-moving target. There's no way that you can even put a sight on it, not to use a great analogy at that point.
I see what you
point.
Did there.
But there's no way you can even have an argument, because the instant default is you're a Nazi. You're a racist.
Yeah. Right.
You're a fascist. Yeah. You're a fascist. I'm a fascist because I love the Constitution, because I support the Second, the First, all the amendments. How does that make me a goddamn fascist when I'm saying legalize everything? As long as you don't fuck kids, I don't give a shit what you do. Like, let's just put that in a fucking policy. That's the new government. Don't fuck kids, and you can do whatever the fuck you want. Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with kids. Everything else is on par. Go for it.
Did you pay your taxes. Did you see the video I sent you last night of, it was anti-gun, people are red, facts? So I sent it to you on Messenger.
I probably didn't see it.
If you guys want to do me a favor, like, look this up, and it's hilarious because there's a screen and they hire these actors that are anti-gun, and I'll give it to a lot of the kids. At the end, they're like, I guess, like, look, one of the kids is like, I guess I blindly followed rhetoric that I just believed and I never actually took the time to educate myself. And I was like, what a fucking proud moment
there
for that young man.
There was a lot of
life.
Videos of people at the march themselves interviewing people, asking them questions.
And then they say,
what are you here for? What do you want to ban?
But they won't listen to you. They just like, to Evan's point, they call him a Nazi, or they say, oh, save the children. Like, dude, if you think a fucking gun owner wants to see a fucking child pass in a tragic manner, fuck you. Yeah. Everybody here has kids other than me. Sorry.
I want to know this. You know, I want to know, you know, you have the superintendent of the schools in Pennsylvania that came out and he got press about putting buckets of rocks in every classroom. How do these people have jobs? Like, after somebody does something so stupid like that, why aren't we walking in and going, hey, dude, you're done. You're a fucking retard. Like, you're done.
Dude, all of this. Like, I'll send this to you. I wrote my capstone project in college on firearm and gun laws. And it's the same thing. I use the word of unintelligent emotional gun control and the perception of safety. And that's exactly what that is. Well, we have rocks. We can fight. You're fucking lying to these kids and you're going to get them fucking killed.
Superintendent, you're done. You're fired.
I believe that the American culture should absolutely change to being proactive to stop fucking violent acts like that. But like, that is completely setting people up for fucking failure. Completely.
Absolutely. And I can tell you this, and maybe this is the same is true for you guys. Like, I find myself more and more reading this shit online, and nobody's even open to another opinion. Nobody wants to hear it. Nobody even wants to try to understand somebody else's point of view. It's like Evan said, you're either a Nazi or a fascist, and it's so easy just to write and then walk away from something like that. And you're like, the fuck? I can't actually have a conversation with you about anything.
What is going on with this change in history? Like, when Columbine happened, nobody brought up guns. As a matter of fact, that was right when they started targeting music and video games. Like,
Because they said, you know,
which
we were
probably something that's more influential in aggressive behavior. It's a psychological, like, look at studies on
it. The movie Rampage. Have you seen that? About the kid that just goes crazy. And there's three of those fucking movies. And you wonder why a kid that gets fucking shit on his whole life in school fantasizes about rolling in and fucking murking everybody.
You know what I want before you want to fucking ban guns? Ban idiot fucking parents from having fucking kids. Let's bring that conversation to the table. You dumb fucks that want to shit out 9 kids and can't support them, and they fucking go do whatever they want while you fucking do meth in your back of your trailer.
Fuck you. And I might be off on specific numbers, but didn't this kid get the cops called on him 38 times and reported to the FBI seven?
And he texted people.
So
that
why
he
aren't
was
we marching? Why aren't we marching on the FBI? Going, hey, who's losing their job over this?
No. Because it's too hard. It's too hard. So when you and it doesn't meet the political narrative. The objective is to de-arm society, you know. And the progressives will always say, well, you know, you don't have Abram tanks and you don't have nuclear weapons. You know, you really think you're going to be able
Neither
to fight
did
the
Taliban?
Government.
But they beat the Russians and have given us a fucking run for our money.
It keeps people honest. When politicians think when they make a fucking decision that they might get their head blown off, they tend to start to fucking sit on the right side of the fucking road a lot. Where it's like, you know what? If I make a fucking bad decision here,
There's
consequences because I'm going to have 30% of the population that's armed all of a sudden hate me, and I might get my fucking head blown off. I might want to check my rhetoric and maybe even check my fucking, my voting. And people constantly say, well, you don't have an Abrams, you don't have nuclear weapons. That's not the point. The point is if we don't have weapons, if we don't have arms, there is no resistance. No. There is zero.
We've never
resistance.
Had to. We've as a country have never had to be occupied.
Well, who the fuck?
And there's a big reason for
who the fuck? Who's going to invade America? I believe that the militias. If we got invaded by a fucking another nation, the militias would be probably more effective than the actual fucking military.
In certain aspects. This is what has deterred both Russia and Japan from setting foot over here.
They ain't going to fuck with us.
Well,
you want a disgruntled fucking veteran like me that dreams about shooting people in the face with a little bit of whiskey on me? Hell no, you don't want that fucking dude because I give two shits.
Give me a fucking battalion of those wet behind the ears fucking Russians or Chinese. Are you fucking kidding me? They haven't been in a war in fucking decades. The Russians are too concerned with fucking drinking vodka and butt fucking each other than trying to fucking win a goddamn war. Who the fuck are they? Putin? Give me a fucking break. Who the fuck are they?
This is called spin Matt up and Evan and up episode.
This is the whole fucking game. It's like these guys, and we're letting these beta males and this progressively liberal trash dump truck us because why? Like, what? That's the real question. Why?
You know, one of the most brilliant things I saw that came out of the school thing where it was like there was this young female and she was pretty much saying like, well, you guys are walking out of school protesting guns. Where the fuck were you when this kid was getting bullied and sitting alone at lunch and whatever the course of action that the students, because they definitely had influenced him into his behavior because he wasn't part of a great fucking society and culture in his school, or that wouldn't have happened. Like, that's how human psychology works. Where were you when you actually did something that mattered? You weren't fucking there. Now you're walking out. And granted, we're all fucking young and dumb. I've been there. I'm still young and dumb. And I get it, but it's like, change the dialogue, man. Change it to something that actually will be impactful and make a fucking difference.
There's always sick people out there that fantasize about this.
Of course.
But how
do you come together as society to stop that rather than bring, like, not to use that general statement, but a tool? Like, whether, like, running people over in trucks, we've seen it. It was, come on, man. Criminals and mentally ill people find a way. They do.
But look at the way that, you know, the civil liberties that we have, like these are constitutional rights. That's the thing. Like, people always talk about, well, you know, we're not going to ban cars, you know. Well, cars aren't protected in the Constitution. Actually, you have to go get a fucking license to drive a car. You don't get to automatically fly. You don't get to get on a plane and fly. But you know what's actually a constitutional right? The right to bear arms. And until that changes, And I think that's the thing. It's like they're trying to have this knee-jerk reaction to a visual representation of a semi-auto rifle. And it's like an assault rifle with a Picatinny rail is no different than a hunting rifle that goes bang, bang, bang is several times after you pull the trigger.
We were laughing about this. We were calling it firearm racism, where it's judge me by what's on the inside, not on the outside. It's
I think they're racist against blacks, actually.
Right.
They're
it's a black firearm with a foregrip on it.
I have never seen a politician hold up an M14 and go, this is bad. Like, motherfucker, that thing is a cannon.
That is bad. That'll take your fucking arm off.
Yeah. From fucking 1,200 meters away.
Yeah.
That's what the fucking M14 will do.
Exactly.
But the scary 223-22 caliber.
But we need to get rid of these.
Shut the fuck up, you uneducated prick. Let's bring one of those. If anybody has a cousin like that, let's bring them on our show. We'll play nice. We'll play nice, but they have to sit through an hour of fucking questions.
Education.
1 hour of just rational conversation.
I will say this about the NRA. This isn't in defense, but what actually should be happening in my mind is, why are we, the guys that support the Second Amendment, why are we not marching? Why are we not in D.C.? Like, why can't we fucking get 180,000 people there going, these are our constitutional rights? The fucking NRA.
By the way, here are all the facts.
The NRA
wrong.
Has a database of something like 30 million people. You haven't seen one email. You haven't seen one announcement for a fucking protest or a march. You haven't seen anything,
but they're silent. But this is the problem with that, man, is they've done such a good job by monopolizing this rhetoric where if you are the guy in your office that's pro-gun and you go march, you're fucking fired because everybody else is so risk averse. Everybody else is so scared of their employment based off of having
a countercultural view. I fear for my life because I saw my coworker at the march.
It's like they've done a real good job at that. And like you're absolutely right. Like what is me fucking yelling into a microphone do to change this? It doesn't do anything other than
where's the statistics on mass shooters that even belong to the NRA?
They don't.
Yeah.
Everybody's running around with these signs, NRA, the blood's on your hands. But wait,
but
like,
it's not.
You look at the national statistic of a person that has purchased more than one firearm legally, how many of those people have committed a crime with a firearm?
It's fractions of a percent.
Yeah, it's fractions of a percent. So it's like you're attacking the wrong area. Again, like, why aren't we marching on the fucking FBI building right now and saying, hey, who's getting fired?
Yeah.
Anybody? Mm-hmm. Anybody? Anybody going to get fired over this?
Yeah.
Yeah, the answer is going to be no one off of that.
Nobody. Yeah, nobody. You know, and that's that we don't have any leaders. Like, that's the problem. We don't have any fucking leaders on the right. And I'm not calling these kids leaders, but you know, they're obviously supported by, you know, several different media outlets, and they're obviously funded by somebody else because you can't organize a march off a bunch of high school kids' fucking lunch money. So
that was a well put together effort.
It was a well put together effort. They got behind them. They pushed it hard.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at like just the t-shirts, the signs, the organization, that was the equivalent of a campaign management team.
100%.
And
100%.
I think that's the problem is with all of us on the other side, there's really nobody going, hey, motherfuckers, we got to rally, dude. We got to go to D.C. We got to make some fucking signs. We got to get down there. We got to flip some cars.
But I think that's a great depiction of the difference in cultures where guys like us are just like, hey, man, I just want to do my own thing. You know,
I got work. I got work, man.
I got a business to grow. I want my AR. I want my pistols, and I want to go out and shoot. I want to carry to protect my family and other citizens. Like, that's it. I just want to do my thing. Where these people are so fucking bored and stupid that they just want to go march to feel self-worth and self-affirmation, and they're completely lost in their cause, even though they think it's just.
We're going
to
lose,
not just.
Though.
That's the problem. Yeah. It's like, how do you rally this side to get motivated to fucking go for it and be like, hey, assholes.
Yeah, and I think that's the real thing is how do we protest in a way, you know, outside of you know, sitting here on our podcast? Like, how the fuck do you go down to D.C. and organize a rally? I mean, look at what we have. Like, we've got millions of people that watch your videos, that listen to this podcast. You know how fucking hard it would be for us to put something like this on?
Shit.
Oh, my God.
And you look,
it'd be nearly impossible.
And when we look at trying to organize something like this, man, where is the organization? And that's the problem, and that is squarely the fault of the NRA. Like, this is what we've been paying you for, you idiots. Like, yeah, it's they, time.
Yeah, where,
don't
where
fucking,
is all that
don't
money
capitulate,
going?
Don't fucking roll over. It's time for you to fucking stand up and organize something that says, we actually vote. And if you fucking take away our guns, we're going to vote you the fuck out of office. So you can listen to the high school kids. You can listen to all the people fucking talk about it all you want. But you also have to listen to all these other people that vote.
Yeah.
And there's just no organization on that end.
No, I mean, and that side has done a really well done campaign. It's what it is. I mean, how many videos have you seen where it's like, I'm a veteran and I don't believe assault rifles? And you're like, you fucking, like, thank yeah. you for your service, find, but you're a fucking God. Idiot, man.
Find me a guy from Special Operations, which, by the way, has been carrying, and you and I both know it, from infantry, from a combat arms MOS or a special operations military occupational skill. Find me a fucking guy that will say that on camera, because 100 or 1,000 to 1, they don't fucking exist. And you know it as well as I do. Like, they don't fucking exist, because when you've actually engaged in combat, you understand that people are violent fucking, like,
you understand,
you know,
what's outside these walls, because some of these people have lived in areas their entire lives that aren't dangerous.
And the problem is like, it can be stripped away so fast. I guarantee
so fast.
There are places in Europe right now, there are people in that are living under, when I say, you know, whether regime, and they have no firearms, and I guarantee they wish they did. And it can be taken away so fast. Our freedom cannot be taken for granted whatsoever. And if we are willing to just sacrifice these things, I think that's the biggest conversation and the point that we have to bring it back, which is like, why do you want to sacrifice your freedom and your liberty? Shouldn't we be looking for ways to solve this with maintaining every freedom that we have? You check away your right for the United States government, Facebook, Google, Yahoo, and everybody else to look at you jack off and take a shit. Okay, that's your prerogative. But don't take away my fucking constitutional right because you want to feel better. Fucking fund better education systems.
Yeah.
Grab some more security. I don't know. Talk about the fucking school, the school policeman that was stationed there that sat for 6 minutes and peed his pants and didn't go in there because he heard fucking gunfire. Maybe we should be having that conversation about how he failed that day. How the law enforcement that was notified that this kid was a fucking wingnut, how they were notified and they failed. That day.
Yeah.
But are we?
Yeah. And sorry to interrupt you, but what did you think of that cop outside school? Did you see that guy?
Yeah, he cowered. He cowered outside of a school. He's not only paid, but he took an oath and a responsibility. He listened to kids.
For 20 some odd years.
He listened to kids get fucking executed inside a school. Like, not only should that guy, like, oh my gosh, man, you know what? I'm a fucking coward. But I can't even imagine why that guy hasn't fucking decided that he should pitch himself off a fucking tall building. Because I'll tell you, that right there, I mean, it's not only the fact that those kids lost their life that day, but...
If that's one of your kids, and that's what the freaking school resource officer...
If that was my daughter... You're targeted, my daughter...
I would not sleep until I had you in a room with a floor drain.
You better move to Uzbekistan and change your fucking name and
even
live in a goddamn
cave. Even that's not
going to
save you.
Yeah, well,
it's
not gonna save you. So he's out, his name is Scott Peterson, by the way.
Exactly.
And the crazy thing is, so that happened in Broward County. Do you know his nickname is the coward from Broward? I know. Jesus. And they
before or after that?
After. So I not after. Before but after, and like, you know, he was put on paid leave for a little bit and then eventually quit cuz he got, you know, it was too much. He quit. And, you know, when I saw that video that got released of him standing outside the school, I'm like, what the fuck? That's one of the questions I wanted to ask you guys, because I don't have that much experience with AR-15s. This guy claimed he was outside the school and he couldn't tell where the shooting is coming from. If you're firing an...
Then go find it.
Yeah, right?
Then go find it.
You know which direction to run, and you couldn't stop me from running that direction.
That's the problem. It's called direct a threat. Well, you move towards the direction.
Dude, and that's the thing. It's like, loud. You know, that's the definition of courage, right? It's like, no shit, someone's going to be scared if you hear a fucking, you know, rounds getting thrown in a school. You're not ready for that. You're probably thinking about your nap later in the afternoon. But like, courage is standing up against something that's fucking terrifying. And, you know, I just don't think that certain individuals are ready for that. And I'm not fucking defending him by any fucking means, because you made an oath to protect your fucking community. Like, that's why you get paid that salary, is to die in the name of
you got
good.
A vest and you got equipment on too.
Yeah.
You don't have an excuse.
Training.
And training, you know, and yeah. It's like, if you're in that position, like you, like, you know, it is. Yeah, it's a very, very unfortunate circumstance, and that I hope that dude fucking lives his life with that weight in his fucking shoulders every fucking day, because he better.
Yeah, because he's an older gentleman. I think he was in his 60s, and you know, when I saw it, at first, you know, you hear stories or whatever, and you're like, maybe something else happened, and they're trying to pin it on somebody. Then they released that videotape of there was a 27-minute video outside the school. They had cameras there, and you saw the guy standing there during you know, all the shooting. And I was like, man, you know what? Next time we all get together, I want to ask you guys that question, because it just didn't make sense to me. One would figure you would know exactly where those shots were coming from, and that you would go towards them. His excuse didn't hold a lot of weight with me, but I thought I'd ask that. The last question I want to ask you before we get to the Drinking Bro of the Week is, did these kids, and again, I hate to say this because they are victims, and I want to really, really emphasize that, the Parkland kids, but did the two spokesmen, that David Hogg in particular, did he seem really fucking well-polished to you, like when he's doing these interviews and everything, almost like he was waiting for this day to happen?
That's like hyperbole.
I mean, there's all
knows,
kinds
man.
Of theories
you
on
know,
this. I don't know. I mean, again, though, it's what he's being fed.
Yeah, I mean, if
he's being fed, man,
you're damn right that they picked the spokesman to put backing behind.
I don't know what this stuff is.
His
with
gestures,
there's a fucking weird thing.
Public speaking that you can see that he's practiced. I mean, the guys, they're pumping resources into him to fucking promote.
Well, and the reason I ask, another tape came out when he was doing a news interview where he was doing multiple.
Well, they said he wasn't even there, right? He rode his bike and he wasn't at the school during the shooting.
Yeah, and then this news article, this news interview came out where he was taking multiple takes, like an actor, where he was rerunning the lines over and over and over again, and they edited it together afterwards. Somebody leaked this footage of him not rehearsing, because he's doing it on camera, but they released his takes, if you will, trying to give the perfect interview. And he was in, you know, 6 months earlier at another school shooting in California, and it just, the guy seems really fucking creepy and odd to me. And he shows up at this
he was in another school shooting?
Yeah,
yeah, supposedly. That's why people are calling him a crisis actor.
Oh, my God.
And then he shows it. So he does the rally on Saturday, but he's in like a Versace suit. And
yeah, exactly.
And the rest of the kids are dressed like kids. And it didn't make sense to me. You know, he did an interview with 60 Minutes and he was like, I'm exhausted from fighting so hard and all of these people hating me and all this stuff. And I'm like, I don't know. That's just my thing. I wanted to see if you guys saw any of that.
You know, this stuff makes me so fucking irritated and so sick, to be honest with you, because the rhetoric, we see it on both ends, right? It's like this dude, this entire fucking movement. And I turned it off, to be honest with you, on Saturday or Sunday, whenever it was. I had the TV on Saturday. I was listening to the news and watching it. And it's like they're talking about things they have no concept. They can't even understand the difference between a shotgun, a rifle, a pistol, semi-automatic, belt-fed. Like they're lumping everything into one category. And they're trying to make a decision and come to a conclusion. And this is what they're talking about in the news cycle. And it's like, all of these things are wrong. So they're trying to make points based on not logic, not fact. They're making points based on assumption. There was a woman, I listened to an interview, and she said, the guy across the aisle from her, as they were debating, he was talking about, he said, there's no difference between a semi-automatic rifle and an assault rifle. The way that you pull the trigger, it's a repeating cycle. That's what it is. It goes bang and it reloads another round. The woman on the other end, who she was applauded, said, you can't tell me there isn't a difference between one of these guns with all the rails, with all the sights, that was designed to maim people, and a hunting rifle. And he was like, there is no difference. There is zero difference between a .223 caliber semi-automatic repeating rifle with the same barrel length.
I want to meet.
It's fucking insane.
And all the bells and whistles don't matter at the end of the day. It's like, I want to give a 1990s Marine a fucking Comp M or an Egotech. He'll be like, I'm good. He'll take that off with iron sights and smoke so the fuck out of a 600 meter target. Like, it doesn't matter, bro. It
doesn't matter.
Like,
Look at Lee Harvey Oswald. He didn't need some big ass sight, dog. He just needed some 1960s technology.
Goddamn. Savage, Sharon.
Shit. Man, yeah, bring some levity back in here.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I feel like I need a cigarette after all this.
Lee Harvey Oswald has got that famous quote, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And
is that Lee Harvey?
Yeah, I believe so. Him or Wilt Chamberlain. Either one. Who cares? I do want to make clear that all four of us, you know, all of us equally, yes, we are extremely sad for the Parkland victims and the students and all that stuff that happened. So in no way are we trying to, you know, fucking dispel what happened or, you know.
I think that's obviously apparent. We're trying to give the conversation to being proactive to inhibit this from happening in the future. It doesn't exist with guns.
Problems first.
Correct.
Exactly. Like, that's what that is.
The authorities that were told on multiple occasions that this was going to happen and did nothing.
Yes, but in case,
I hate that it's like, save the kids, not the guns. And you're like, listen, that's not how this works. We all of us want to fucking save the kids. Like, what? Duh. Duh.
Yeah, and I just want to put that out there in case some asshole is listening to this going, oh my God, they fucking hate those kids, they hate this movement and all this shit. No, that's not the case. Like, we just want to have a smart, educated, you know, conversation about it, which is not happening in today's current climate.
Well, and I'm not saying, like, the kids aren't educated or they don't have their points, because honestly, it's a fucking tragedy. And as a father of two, I can't imagine what the families and the kids are actually going through, because it has to be a horrible thing to survive. But they don't have the experience with America and or the Constitution. They don't even have the ability to vote.
Yeah, and there's that clip that they filmed, the girl ripping the Constitution in half. You just went out the window.
Well, you just want to, like, look and, like, you exist because of that piece of paper, young lady. Like, honestly.
And somebody pointed out, too, like, she's Cuban-American, like, and her parents were Cuban immigrants. And, like, I saw this whole thing, like, oh, by the way, you realize, like, your parents came over here because of a dictator that disarmed his entire population and essentially fucking treated his citizens like shit. And here you are ripping the Constitution in half.
But they couldn't recite one word. I guarantee it. Maybe we, I don't know. I don't know if they could even put like we or the or any of the, like, and I guess that's the biggest issue that I have, is there's no experience even with, and you don't have to, you don't have had to have defended the Constitution to understand it. But it definitely gives us the right to fucking speak about it. Because when somebody's trashing on the document that we spent our adult lives defending, it's pretty fucking hard not to have a little bit of resentment towards them.
Of course.
You know? So I think that's the biggest issue, is that, you know, the document itself is a pretty sacred document that we just can't bend over and butt fuck every time we don't like it. Like, that's not the way this works.
Yeah.
And it's not something that's, you know, a religious document that has to live in an ivory tower, but it sure as hell has to be respected. And anytime we decide that or have a discussion about fucking changing it, we can't just knee jerk reaction. Oh, you know what? I'm just going to white out this piece, put in another word. I mean, pitchforks. Yeah, pitchforks. That's a good one. We'll have pitchforks.
Yeah.
I actually would love a pitchfork. You ever throw hay? I love it. Throw some bales of hay.
Throwing me some hay.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. Look, Nicolas Cage didn't risk his life trying to defend it in multiple movies. So
what the fuck are you talking about? He was an Army Ranger that saved a plane full of
Ranger
with terrorists on it.
He did. Danny Trejo was there.
Yeah. And then when he got off the plane, he got in his Harley and he was a ghost. Fuck you for saying Nick Cage ain't it. Yeah. He's the greatest American actor of all fucking I can't even
he's
say
done
that.
It all.
Oh,
he's
done it all. Done it all.
You know my love for Nick Cage. Stop right there. I want him to play Mr. Vandenham in Rescue 16.
He would do it, right?
Hey, Ross, I got a pretty large bet with a friend of mine.
Okay.
And I'll see what you think about
sure.
it. It's a hefty bet, but I said that Ready Player One will gross $1 billion the first 30 days worldwide.
Wow.
I will say you were correct on that. I know the I know the foreign box office for the weekend already, so it's
oh my god, dude, China crushed with Pacific Rim 2.
Yeah, and that movie
122 million
bombed in America. Jeez, they don't care about America anymore.
Yeah. It only did what 40 in America.
Ready Player One is predicted to make 120 foreign already in like 3 days, so you're good on that bet. You'll make it.
Hell yeah.
You'll make it.
You'll make it.
We got some Drinking Bros of the Week. It's been a while, kids, and we heard your submissions. We got a couple of them. I'm gonna throw two on here. Richard Repka, longtime Drinking Bro. His wife is going through multiple surgeries and needs some good thoughts thrown her way. Richard's an old school Drinking Bro. We got a new school Drinking Bro, James C. Burton. James C. Burton is submitted a guy named Paul Lindsay from Jacksonville, Alabama. They recently had a hurricane there that ripped through that town and kind of devastated it. And Paul Lindsay it said he's done multiple tours in Iraq, and he came back and he lost his arm in that tornado, and still a badass. Sat down with ABC and still did an interview right afterwards. Said that he was moving on with his life and didn't really give a fuck. And the guy's just a fucking badass. So,
cheers!
Yeah. God, dang. Fuck yeah.
Cheers to you. He said he's got too much living to do that he's not concerned about the fucking arm. So cheers.
Badass.
I had to read the article physically to believe it. I was like, holy fuck, that's true.
Dude, we
need to find a broette that might be willing to give him a hand.
Nice.
Well played, Jared.
Nailed it.
I do want to give a shout out to just like Drinking Bros in general, man. Like being in San Antonio and traveling a shit ton the last, month or so, I've been running into a bunch of DBs and you guys are fucking awesome. Thank you. Love you guys. Seriously, it's been fucking rad.
Thank you.
I hope we do this until we're all great and old and there's the newer generation of Drinking Bros that called us old and grimy, but it's going
to
fucking
happen.
That
would be cool if in like 5 years we pass the torch to a different four.
Yeah, we had a Mount Rushmore somewhere. where we were carved into a mountain.
I like to be a humble dude, but you're goddamn right. I want to be on a Mount Rushmore with my face. And for once in his rice,
the Mount Rushmore,
Ross is going to be the smallest face on there to really drive him crazy.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
But he'll put something in the bottom of it to make the biggest dick.
Yeah, that's your big dick daddy.
Nothing would grind my gears more than a small head.
Grind my gears.
This was an awesome episode, and it's great.
That's very
subjective. It's great to have everybody back, and it's not. I can tell you it is. For Mr. Matt Best, Jared Taylor, Evan Hafer, I'm Ross Patterson. Good night, everyone.
Deuces.